but it's okay. I'm going to talk about this guy. This is Boris Skinner. That's his name. It's Boris. He was a mad scientist. He invented all kinds of weird stuff. He was the inspiration for A Clockwork Orange, and the inventor of the pigeon-guided missile. He was the most influential psychologist of the 20th century, and it's mostly because he invented this thing. This is not known as the operant conditioning chamber, or the Skinner box. Basically, it's an environment where if a rat pushes a lever, he gets fed, which is great. However, this kind of thing, it's frowned upon in modern society a little bit, mostly because it can be attributed to human behaviour very, very easily. It led the way, though, in determining behaviour in response to stimulus. So you perform a task, you get rewarded. But we follow certain procedures in modern life that influence events, despite them being kind of unrelated. So what he discovered was that behaviour in animals can also be attributed to humans. So he discovered that pigeons behave superstitiously. The pigeons would be fed at set intervals, at 5-minute intervals, but they would develop elaborate routines leading up to that 5 minutes, whereby they would dance about, thinking that that was going to make them get fed. Now, if you think that this isn't something that's attributable to humans, just think, do you own a pair of lucky pants? Yes, you do. Some of you have embroidered them onto an embroidery square or something like that. But let's take a Skinner box as being more of a virtual object rather than being a physical one. It's actually better applied as kind of being a concept. If you think that if you perform certain behaviour, you get rewarded. If you perform kind of trivial tasks, then you pick up a reward at the end of it. Like in computer gaming, who's got an Xbox? Who's got an achievements title? One of the things that people who play computer games do is spend 40 hours trying to get a trophy or an achievement on a list that is utterly meaningless. Who plays Foursquare? What is the point of becoming the mayor of Leeds City train station? No. For heaven's sake. I don't understand that. Who plays Farmville? Farmville is going to be one of the biggest time sink games that I've ever heard of. And what's scary is that game-playing psychologists are just getting better at sucking you in and developing time sinks for people. And all of this is attributable to Skinner boxes. Retweeting stuff on Twitter. Who retweets Justin fucking Bieber? There are whole racks of stuff at Twitter that is just there for this. Who likes stuff on Facebook? This is a Skinner box. You get no measurable reward for this, but everybody does it. Everybody is performing meaningless tasks in order to pick up a reward that is utterly trivial. It gets worse than that. Who buys buy one, get one frees on things that they've never even thought about picking up before? Yeah, supermarket beans are 20p a tin. You could buy 2 tins of Heinz beans for 70 pence. Where's the bargain? It gets worse. Working life, if you are in a dull job, performing tasks which are, to you, meaningless. You are basically sucking in to the fiction that is money. Arguably, money is... I've reinvented Marxism here. But arguably, money is a regulatory mechanism for controlling the flow of scarce goods. So I'm kind of sorry about that if you're a right-winger and think that money is a way of keeping score. But basically, we just think about things... If you have a job that you hate, you do things that you don't want to do in order to gain a trivial reward. You are in a Skinner box, so why not break out of it? Actually, all of us do. We're all here tonight doing whizzy things, like listening to... somebody said it was a middle-class variety show, I believe, on Twitter.
That's
quite
good.
So we have a hobby of going to this sort of thing, which is breaking out of the thing. We're doing something that we want to do. So it's not all doom and gloom. It's not a tremendously miserable experience life. Although, if you are in a job that you hate, you might want to think about breaking out of it and doing something that you want to do. This should be used as an excuse for doing stuff that you actually want to do. And then maybe one day your lucky pants will get sewn on to a piece of embroidery by somebody who you're terribly fond of. Thank you very much.